anxiety?
My biggest anxiety in high school is not getting the scores that I need to get into the colleges that I want to go to.
But I wouldn't
say
I get anxious
at things. My biggest anxiety in high school.
My mom doesn't really want me
to
stay up.
Anxiety sometimes takes over people's lives. Being sleepless, hopeless, having fear and pressure is anxiety. Throughout our lives, we all experience stress. Sometimes we can't help to worry or to be anxious about different situations. Most times we feel like stress never goes away. Adam Allman is a licensed mental health and clinical addiction counselor who works at St. Vincent's Stress Center. He helps many adults and kids through their anxiety and problems. He believes that some stress might go away, but some people can't get rid of it.
I think that anxiety can go away for the most part. Now, sometimes that might mean that they take medications for the rest of their life. And sometimes it just might mean that you learn to cope with your anxiety to where it doesn't get to be so severe.
In some cases of high stress levels, there are many reasons why anxiety is created.
A lot of different things can create anxiety. Sometimes different situations that people are facing in their life can be anything from as simple as grades, schoolwork, can be family life situations that cause people to have anxiety.
The symptoms of anxiety is a variety of health concerns, but some people with high stress levels might not even know it's a problem in their life because they don't get help, they let the anxiety get worse over the years, and it leads to many problems in the future.
Has a lot of different symptoms, but not sleeping, not eating, panic attacks, shortness of breath, rapid speech, heart racing. Sometimes, you know, someone's sweating a lot, not able to concentrate well, not able to stay on task are symptoms of anxiety. Anxiety can also lead to depression. So some people can present saying that, you know, I'm just really anxious and I'm having a hard time dealing with it. It might mean that they've been depressed for a long time.
For the focus of anxiety, I want to narrow the topic to education and high school. High school has given a ton of pressure to students when they first walk into school. Miriam Wright is a Carmel High School student, and she takes 3 AP classes, and her main anxiety is relating to school.
A big, big major source of anxiety in my life is definitely school. I just get so worked up with like all my grades and kind of perfectionism in a way. And I just make myself sick. I get so stressed out so all the time, and I just like make myself sick sometimes.
Even though Miriam feels sick to her stomach about stress and academics, she still sees the unhealthy perspective of anxiety and reveals the emphasis that schools maybe should reconsider.
I think that there needs to be less emphasis on the grades and on like how your grades are going to affect your future, basically, and more emphasis on actually like learning the material and actually learning skills that you can actually use in the future. Because as it is right now, like I haven't met a student at Carmel High School that isn't stressed out about the next test or the next essay.
Also, her mom compares how the pressure was so much different from when she was in school to now.
Seeing your child up until 1:30, 2 o'clock at night, you know, after choir practice, you think, wow, these guys really have it tough. When I was in school 25 years ago, I was an AP student, and I still had time to go to choir practice, band practice, hang out with my friends, talk on the phone, and be in student government, and all of these other things, and I just don't see where kids today have that ability.
The ability of managing time is also connected with stress, and it's sometimes a struggle. In Miriam's life over the years, she realizes that anxiety affects her in her daily life.
It really does affect my relationships a lot of the time. You know, when I'm really in my head, I take it out on the people around me, but like, you know, you can definitely tell when I am really, really stressed out, and I kind of close myself off and I'm more distant, which is really weird for me because I'm a pretty outgoing person. I mean, so it definitely affects my relationships with my friends, with my parents.
Also, some of Miriam's schoolwork and anxiety affects their family, according to her mom.
The focus of our environment in the evenings during the week is absolutely schoolwork, and that it's that for the household, because that is her main objective. So to keep the stress off, and by doing that, it means bringing the homework to dinner and our family life revolving around that.
Although anxiety is different for everyone and plays a different role in their life, there's many ways to cope with it.
Well, to kind of alleviate some of that stress, I definitely eat food, number one. Usually pie or ice cream. I really like music, and I find a lot of music really inspirational.
People use to cope with that helps them to kind of forget about or lessen the severity of their emotional reaction to their stress. So things such as riding a bike or reading a book or taking a walk can be really any escapisms, are basically